Hello again. I promise I'd be back today with a video on the Mizzou Tigers. Now, listen, I apologize for getting it up a little late because I wanted to do some research. I got one of those bugs where I had to just go chase something down. So I like to do that, but it usually takes a lot of time. So I tend to be a slow poke as far as like actually getting the video prepared in a way where I think I have some interesting stuff to present, you know, other than me just running my mouth. You know what I'm saying? But I like to run my mouth too. But anyway, welcome to the Bernie Miklas Show here on the YouTube channel. Earlier today, I did a video on the Cardinals and asking if their bullpen, is there a chance it can be as good as it was last year? I think it's, I don't know. I got my doubts about that. But let's talk about the Mizzou Tigers. Earlier today, when I mentioned Mizzou's emphatic win last night over visiting Alabama at Aracas, Mizzou Arena, my friend called it a special game. And true, it was very, very much a special game and a wildly entertaining game. But I also responded with one sentence, which was, the entire season has been special. And that is also true. And it is also very exciting, especially when we think about last year, last season. And I'll get into that a little bit later. So ride with me on this because I'm going to have some good historical perspective about this team and how it ranks among the all-time best Mizzou teams in a season. I'm going to get into that. And by the way, I'm not endorsing the rankings. I'll explain it when I get to it. But stick with me today if this is a little long because I'm going to have, I think, some really good stuff for you. And then if you're a Mizzou fan, as I am, you love watching this team. You love what they're doing. And so might as well celebrate, you know. And I'm here to pay my respect and appreciation for what Mizzou's been doing this season. So what a victory by the Tigers last night. The court was like a giant slot machine. Instant action, loud noises, flashing colors, people running all around, payoffs pouring out, and a winning experience. We all hit the jackpot last night, those of us who watched it, right? It was a winning experience for sure. The Tigers sprinted to 110 points. The pace was frenetic. 49 fouls were whistled, and I think some of that had to do with the officials racing up and down so much, trying to keep up with the players on both teams, and the foul calls gave them a breather. Now, I really don't think that was the reason, but you also had several replay reviews, and I'm thinking, hey, I wouldn't blame these guys, the refs, if they had to slow it down and kind of replenish their oxygen. That game was berserk last night. The pace was so sizzling. I was joking. We may have seen some sparks. I thought I saw some sparks flying out of the players' basketball shoes. Probably my imagination. And no, I was not drinking last night, so it wasn't that. But soon after this great game, there was, as you know, an actual fire, a small one in a suite at Mizzou Arena. It quickly was put out. No one was harmed, relatively minor. The only people that were harmed were members of the Crimson Tide. Can you imagine scoring 98 points in a game that ends in regulation, doesn't go in overtime? Can you imagine scoring 98 and losing by 12? That's a harmful loss for Alabama, which is suddenly very porous defensively and suddenly, you know, looking for a way to get back on track. They thought that they were going to do it last night. Didn't work out that way. Now, pardon me for dating myself. I use some cultural references that go way back, not because like I'm an old guy who lives in the past. I'm a sports fan and I have wonderful memories, and I just happen to have been on the planet for quite a long time. So this one is for my fellow, let's say, sports fans who came of age in the 1970s. So pardon me for dating myself. But that game last night was like watching Affirm and Aladar dueling three times in those classic Triple Crown thoroughbred races in 1978. That stuff was riveting. Affirm prevailed each time. Aladar was right there with him each time, but Affirm always found a way to win and to get ahead by a nose or a head. And Affirm won the Triple Crown. And it didn't matter last night. It didn't matter last night because Alabama was kind of like Aladar. Alabama came hard after Mizzou to try to catch up, to try to take the lead. But the Tigers, like affirmed, the Triple Crown winner, would always pull away again. Had to be a really frustrating night for Nate Oates and his team. Mizzou outran Bama, outmuscled Bama, out-toughed Bama, out-coached Bama. Dennis Gates, who has done a superb job, and I would find it hard to believe that he won't be one of the front runners for Coach of the Year. He had his team ready and primed to peak and primed to run in its greatest form and its fastest form. You know, in the buildup to the game, there were so many stories written and many podcasts were recorded by people interested in SEC basketball, especially Alabama. And the narrative was along the lines of like, boy, Alabama lost to Auburn over the weekend. That's the arch rival. So people are wondering, you know, is Crimson Tide going to be okay? Are they starting to slip a little bit? They didn't play bad against Auburn, but they lost the game, and it was a really good game. So Coach Oates made a big deal over kind of – now, I'm not quoting him directly, obviously. I'm just kind of summing up the spirit of his remarks. It was kind of like, our guys are going to be ready to play, talking about Mizzou, you know, because they had something to reestablish about how great they are, and they are a great team. So he made it, in effect, he turned the thing or tried to turn the thing into kind of a make a statement game, right? Well, you thought you're going to come into Mizzou Arena and you're going to make a statement and show everyone that, what the heck? Okay, we lost a tough one to Auburn, but we're great. And we're going to show everybody how great we are when we come out here in Columbia, Missouri. Well, pal, you came to the wrong place. Gates had his guys ready to launch. I mean, ready to dominate, ready to destroy not only Alabama's defense, but to destroy a narrative. And before you could comprehend, I mean, you talk about lightning. Before you could comprehend all that was happening, Mizzou flew out to a 12-0 lead, and Alabama tried to recover several times only to have Mizzou intervene and take away Bama's willpower, take away their fight, finally. This was some kind of display by the Tigers. Everything that they have done so well was showcased on Wednesday night. They're hitting big threes early to establish authority in the game. Boy, they powered into the lane for so many just rugged two-point baskets. They got to the free throw line. I just laugh at it every time I see it. And the Tigers didn't even shoot free throws that well, but they had such a heavy volume in them, it didn't matter. They got to the free throw line 47 bleeping times last night. The Tigers beat Alabama down the floor. They snatched lazy passes and other Alabama gaffes for 14 turnovers. Mizzou outscored the Tide 21-12 on turnovers and 13-2 on fast break points. It was one of those things that's like, okay, you think you can beat us down the court? No, we're faster than you, and you're not going to be able to keep up with this. It's like, oh, okay, so you think you can get inside and throw some weight around and do some damage? No, you're not going to do that either. So we can play this fast, or we can play this physical, but either way, Mizzou, we're gonna win both of those areas, and it's true, and that's what they did. I mean, Alabama actually outscored Mizzou 39-27 on 3-point shots. They hit more threes. That doesn't happen to the Tigers too many times, but no worries. By attacking the basket for layups and dunks and sinking those close-range gimmies in 2-point territory, and by forcing the action that set up 47 free throws, and Mizzou made 31 of them, and Mizzou now has the most free throws made this year of any team in Power Conference basketball. Mizzou outscored Alabama by 20 points in the physical areas, you know, the 2-point shots, getting to the foul line. As hockey players would say, we've heard the Blues and every other hockey player say it, Mizzou dominated the hard areas in front of the net. They did, but they also were able to just make some great plays away from the net. Listen, I could review all the Mizzou players that contributed to this win, but it would take as long as a graduation ceremony at Mizzou, and I've sat through a few of those. But kudos. Special kudos to Mark Mitchell, K Caleb Grill, Anthony Robinson, and fellows named Pearson Perkins. Tavares Bates came on. He's a little quiet, but he came on, was the closer who finally put Alabama away. So with the win, Mizzou's 20-6 overall and 9-4 in the SEC. This triumph also elevated Mizzou to number 12 nationally in the Ken Pomeroy ratings, otherwise known as Ken Pom. But Bart Torvik, who does a really great job with his own metrics, and I'm a big fan of his site, go to barttorvik.com. He's got the Tigers number 8 in the nation for the season. And check this out, since Mizzou began SEC play on January 4th, Bart Torvik has got Mizzou number 4 in the land since January 4th, and that's where it all started. Ken Pom right now has elevated Mizzou to the 4th best team in the mighty SEC. Torvik lists the Tigers as a possible number 3 or number 4 seed in the NCAA tournament. Hey, but there's plenty of time to analyze all that later and to speculate where they're going to wind up. They're definitely going to go to the tournament. We don't have to agonize over seeding yet. It'll be fun to go through all that later. Mizzou still has 5 games remaining in the regular season conference schedule. Then it'll be the conference tournament, and that's going to be a free-for-all. And then on to the NCAA. And there'll be a lot to look forward to and a lot to talk about before we get that to that stage, the NCAA tournament. The Tigers do so many things well, and I'm going to come back and do another video to review it all. Not today, but this looks like a team that is built, a team that is wired to last in the NCAA tournament. I would never be so bold as to say, oh, this is a Final Four team. Oh, this is going to be the champion. They'll be cutting down the nets. Now, I love watching this team play, and I'm as positive about it as anybody out there, but I also know the NCAA tournament, man, there's some randomness that happens. You have one night where the shots don't fall, you go home. So what I'm saying is, and I think you all agree with this, I ain't saying anything that many other people have already said or haven't already said. Mizzou has the look of a team that can do some real damage in the NCAA tournament. But let's not get ahead of ourselves too fast, too soon. Their third win last night against a team ranked in the top 5 at the time of the game. Tigers just keep piling up those quad 1 and quad 2 victories. They've just been phenomenal in a season where the SEC is just phenomenal. More on that later. Now, I want to start with this, and I have to set it up by explaining it rather than just start telling you stuff. If you go to Sports Reference, they have a quick and easy measure to rate teams. And this is true of all the sports that they have at Sports Reference. And Sports Reference, by the way, is put out by the same people that put out Baseball Reference, which is the absolute go-to place for baseball fans and people looking for statistical information. So they have – Sports Reference has a thing called the Simple Rating System. It's abbreviated to SRS for short, and the metrics are curated by Sports Reference. And again, the same group that puts out the Essential Baseball Reference. And I always like to look at the Simple Rating System, SRS, because it just gives you a snapshot. And like, for example, I said at the top of the video, it's not that I'm endorsing the way that the Simple Rating System has this Mizzou team located among other Mizzou teams, great ones through the decades. But I was curious, so I said, look, I'm going to go in there and look around. And it was pretty easy to find, actually. Here's what I wanted to know. To this point in the season, and that's the key phrase, to this point in the season, where does the current Mizzou team rank in program history? Now, a couple notes about this. This rating could change, obviously, depending on how the Tigers play the rest of the way. There'll probably be a shift. Who knows? Second, the Simple Rating System goes back to the start of the 1949 and 50, which means that the other seasons that Mizzou have played, and they've played more than this, so it starts in 1949 to 1950, and that takes in 76 seasons. So that's a lot of seasons. So here's what I found. First of all, last year's Mizzou team, which famously and sadly went 0-18 in SEC regular season play and 0-19 if you count the loss in the NCAA in the SEC tournament, they were ranked last year's squad by Dennis Gates, who went through all that. They were ranked or they are ranked number 59 on the list of those 76 Missouri teams. Boy, I thought they'd be down worse than that, but there have been some really, at times, some really awful basketball. But anyway, they are way down on the list at number 59 among the 76 teams in the power rankings, according to Simple Rating System. So coming off that disaster, again, I know I'm being redundant, but I just love this stat so much. You know, they were at number 59 in program history in terms of grading a season last year. Coming off that disaster, this season's Mizzou Tigers team is rated number one ahead of all 75 teams that came before them in program history. I think that's a wow, right? Again, maybe this is going to change. And again, I'm not saying you have to take these ratings as gospel. It's just a simple measure. That's why they call it the simple rating system. But this 24-25 regular season is pretty incredible, especially against the backdrop of just the futility of last season, 0-18, 0-19 if you count the SEC tournament. So this has been really incredible, and it's kind of developing into something that probably exceeds our imaginations to an extent, right? In case you're wondering, and I wanted to do this, this is a bonus for people that love this kind of stuff. You can fast forward if you don't want to hear it. I don't take offense. I don't know if you're doing it anyway, but I don't take offense. All right, here are the top five Mizzou teams right now, subject to change, since the 1949-50 season, according to Sports Reference and the Simple Rating System. Well, number one, I just talked about it, the 24-25 Tigers. Number two, the 1988-89 team that went 29-8 and lost to Syracuse in the Sweet 16. That was a really challenging and a really hard season and a scary season for Mizzou, because you remember the Tigers had to play without head coach Norm Stewart, who became ill on a team charter. I think they were going to Oklahoma and had to get rushed to the hospital, and he was diagnosed with cancer, and it was pretty serious, and he missed the last 14 games of that season while undergoing treatment. Assistant Rich Daly did a really good job of coaching the team during Norm's absence. And that team was stacked with talent. Anthony Peeler, Doug Smith, Lee Coward, Byron Erman, Mike Sambody, Gary Leonard, Nathan Bunton, John McIntyre. The Tigers finished fifth in the season-ending AP poll. That was a heck of a team. Number three was the 2011-2012 squad coached by Frank Haith. Mizzou got as high as number two in the nation in the AP rankings that season. They finished, even after a really bad loss in the tournament, they finished number three in the final AP poll. But that season, which held so much hope, it was a 30-win season, 30-5 to be exact. It ended in shock when the Tigers lost to 15th seed in Norfolk State in the opening game. I remember watching that game. I was actually covering the St. Louis U Billikens when they were out in the San Jose area in the NCAA tournament, because this was the year after Coach Majerus had passed away and they had a great team. And I just wanted to be there watching to see how this would all unfold, because it was a pretty dramatic and a really, really sentimental thing for me personally. So I drove down to Santa Cruz, and I sat in a restaurant at the bar. It was at the time the Mizzou game started. It was like in the afternoon, maybe mid, late afternoon out in Santa Cruz, California, Northern California. And I sat and watched that game and got some seafood and watched that game, and I couldn't believe watching Mizzou lose to Norfolk State, but it happened. But listen, that was still a heck of a team. Prominent members of that 30-win team included Marcus Denman, Kim English, Ricardo Ratliff, Michael Dixon, Phil Pressey, and Paul Pressey. All right, number four on the list of the all-time best single-season Tigers teams of the last 76 years, according to the Simple Rating System at Sports Reference, the 2008 and 2009 Tigers, coached by Mike Anderson. I covered a lot of their games that year. In fact, I covered them, throughout the NCAA tournament. And the Tigers made a hell of a run that year. They advanced to the Elite Eight before losing to UConn. No shame in that. That group finished 31-7 and was number 9 in the final AP poll. Seems to me that it gets a little, that must have been a hard grade there. There were 8 teams better than that team. I guess there was, but I wouldn't see it that way. Whatever. The impact players were Damari Carroll, Zaire Taylor, JT Tiller, Leo Lyons, Matt Lawrence, plus the younger versions of Denman and English. Number 5, the legendary. And see, this is where I would even argue, and I know one of you. But again, this is just going by metrics. I'm not endorsing these rankings. I just want to make sure you understand that. But number 5, best Mizzou team of the last 76 years, the legendary 1981-82 Mizzou Tigers, coached by Norm Stewart, led by Steve Stepanovich and John Sunvold, that memorable team that this team is still so beloved by Mizzou fans who were around at that time and who watch, or maybe Mizzou students, whatever. That team was so lovable and so memorable. I watched from afar because I was not yet a Missouri resident, but I remember that team well. And you remember it a lot better than I do. That team was ranked number 1 nationally for a time during the regular season and finished 27-4 with a final AP ranking at number 5 in the nation. Sonny and Stipo were surrounded by some other fantastic talent, including Ricky Frazier, Marvin McCrary, Prince Bridges, Mark Dressler, a few others. And I don't have to remind veteran Mizzou fans how that wonderful season ended. It was a classic, classic Elite Eight game played at the old St. Louis Arena on Oakland Avenue, and Norm's team lost by a point, 79-78, to that famous, famous, famous Houston Cougars entourage, pardon me, led by Clyde Dexler and Hakeem Olajuwon and Rob Williams and Larry Michaud and Michael Young. It was a heartbreaker. That's probably the closest Norm got to making the Final Four, and I wish he had gotten there. And it's had to be tough to lose in St. Louis as well. Now, so this year's team as it stands now, it's just going by the simple rating system. This team would be the best Mizzou team in program history, at least going back to 1949-1950. But here's why I think they are rated number 1, okay? This is why I think they're sitting at number 1. Because the 24-25 Tigers are doing all of this winning in one of the most dominant conferences single season in the history of the NCAA. According to a study, and it was a really good study, of the Ken Pom, it's based on the Ken Pomeroy metrics, and the study looked at the power rate rankings of each power conference over the years. And let me cut to the chase here. The current SEC, this current SEC, is the most dominant college basketball conference in a season in the nation since 2001. The runner-up was the 2004 ACC. And based on the metrics and the score or the grade, if you want to call it, the 2004 ACC was really, really outstanding, and it was second on this list to the SEC of this season. But the gap between them ain't even close. So Missouri is doing this all this incredible season, this incredible comeback from last year's 0-18 in the SEC, 0-19, and if you count the SEC tournament game. They're doing all this against the most unforgiving, unrelenting conference in the United States. I mean, one that's like, you can't be soft. You can't have too many nights where you're off a little bit. You will get hammered. You will get pounded. You will be kicked around. So for Mizzou to be sitting here at 9-4, and again, Ken Pom now has moved them up to the 4th best team in the SEC, and nobody saw that coming. It's another reason why we should just sit back and marvel at the job being done by Dennis Gates. And I did a video about this earlier this season, and it's time for update. And I was surprised when I did the video. I had a few Mizzou fans kind of nitpicking it. Well, you didn't have the you know, yeah, but those teams from way back when, they didn't have the transfer portal. You know, the funny thing about the transfer portal, the transfer portal also includes players that you lose from your program. But anyway, I don't nitpick on that at all, because I tell you what, if the transfer portal and the NIL was an instant cure for a bad season or a bad basketball program? Okay. Why is DePaul still lost in space? You need a Hubble telescope to even see their record. It's so bad. Say the same thing for Georgetown. I could go on. There's a bunch of power conference programs that have the same advantages in this system that Dennis Gates does. Where are they? So why would anyone nitpick what Gates has done this season in taking a team that was winless last season in the conference and now with one more victory will have a winning record in the conference a year later? And so to update this, if you missed it the first time I did it, and it's okay because it was a while back and it's not, you know, it's not like people are going to watch every video I do. I appreciate anybody who watches any video I do here on the Bernie Miklas Show. But anyway, with one more conference win, Gates is going to become the first Power Five coach during the shot clock era to post a winning conference record after having a winless conference record in the previous season. And the shot clock era began in 1985-86. And here's another gem. This one was from, I believe, Matt Norlander for CBS Sports. Since the NCAA tournament expanded to 64 teams back in 1985, only two of 23 teams that had a winless record the season before, only two of those 23 actually got into the NCAA tournament the following season. Now, Mizzou is a lock for the 2025 NCAA dance, so they're going to be on that list. But for Gates to be able to take an 0-18, excuse me, man, I get excited and I start yammering. 0-18 team in the season before in the conference has that team in the toughest conference in a season among all the power conferences since 2001. And he goes from 0-18 to he's going to have a winning record in the SEC this year. And he's going to the tournament. I mean, this is just an exceptional coaching job. It's just something that should be acclaimed and praised and heralded, not nitpicked. And I don't think by now any Mizzou fans are nitpicking anything. And Mizzou fans are great. Though, boy, the atmosphere, the environment, even the way it looks on TV at those home games, fantastic. So much fun. Listen, I could go on, and thanks for sticking with me if you did. I've covered a ton of ground in this video, and yeah, I know it's getting kind of long, probably is long. I haven't even looked at the time yet. So I better curb my enthusiasm and get on out of here. I don't want to take up more of your time today. And you know what? Here's the other thing. I have a feeling Mizzou's going to give us a lot more to talk about before this season comes to a close. Hey, thank you very much for watching. I appreciate it very much. And we'll be back tomorrow here on the Bernie Miklas Show.